This session consists of two parts. First is mine. I will introduce about an overall Taizen validation. And after that, Jackson Kang from UNNAP will explain about the security analysis system in Taizen validation. Yeah. Okay, my name is Har Jung from Samsung Electronics, and I'm in charge of Taizen validation process and policies. It's my great pleasure to introduce the Taizen validation to all of you. In this presentation, I will cover the following content. This presentation will take 30 minutes, and my part is 50 minutes. So if you have some questions, please hold them until the end of the presentation. Yeah, let's start. Why do you think that the Taizen validation is necessary? Through the Taizen validation process, we will enable developers like you to run successful business by providing qualified applications for users. So Taizen validation plays a key role to make a circle between Taizen users and developers by increasing both parties' satisfaction continuously. To do this, we check four categories during validation time. First, submission information check to provide proper information before app purchasing. Second, function check to service working well application without stopping. Third, usability check to distribute enjoyable or useful applications. And last, contents check to offer healthy contents. The application must satisfy these four categories to pass the validation. Maybe you think it is too tight, but if you follow our guidelines well, your applications will pass the validation without any problems. And most part of checking process for the categories are executed by automated tool, and I will show you how it works in our validation process. So let's check the validation process now. We have two phases in validation process. First phase is initial inspections and dynamic analysis. It's fully automated. Second phase is content review and final confirmation. This phase is manually executed for the final decision making and handled by Taizen reviewers. And officially, all the process should be done in 3 working days, but in average, it will take less than 2 working days. And in the future, we will try to do our best to optimize the validation period reasonably. Next, I will give you more detailed information for each phase. In this slide, let's take a look at the Taizen validation system briefly. The Taizen validation system consists of 3 small systems called configuration management system and test automation and security analysis system. If developers submit their application to the Taizen store, and the submitted information will be sent to the configuration management system, which can track and management the app with its defect history. At that time, configuration management system calls both test automation system and security analysis system. The results from both systems are sent to the configuration system again for the manual review. And then reviewers make the final decision and report the result to developers by email. I will give you further details of security analysis and test automation system. First, security analysis system. It filters security threats such as malware and unauthorized API privilege and web attack patterns. The system consists of 3 parts: static, dynamic, and updated analysis. Status analysis, the status of analysis analyze application package without execution. However, if applications has potential security threat, by dynamic analysis and security analysis, analyze runtime behavior in an emulator or real device. And to enforce application security, we regularly evaluate with updated analysis for the already passed application. And second, test automation system. It automatically runs applications on the real devices and check contents like censorship, copyright infringement, and also check the basic functions such as install, uninstalls, or event handling, and etc. Due to the Taizen automation, due to the test automation system, we can validate your application very quickly. Now, let's look at the second phase, final review. This phase is manually done by reviewers, and reviewers track the cases which can't be judged by Taizen system. Taizen validation system extracts necessary information from the application and offer them to reviewers, so reviewers easily and quickly check harmful and improper contents. An automated test tool does not cover all the test cases in content review and the device test. So we need manual review and manual checking to fill in the gap. To distribute the application to the Taizen store, all three steps should be satisfied, and then validation will be passed. Do you want to pass the validation of your application in the first submission? And need some guide for that? So I will introduce some useful guideline in the next chapter. We provide three main validation guidelines. First, validation guideline is very useful and important to check before your application development. If you follow this guideline, you will have good understanding what kind of application can or can't be distributed in the Taizen store. This will save your time for the future rework. The guideline includes validation process and policies, and also app compliance and age rating guideline. And after development, if you don't know which one should be checked before app submission, then step checklist will guide you what to check. If you pass the step checklist, your application is almost closed for sale. And last guideline is top 5 failures. In here, we will provide you up-to-date top 5 failure defects, so you can easily avoid the defect with a little attention and pass the validation at once. So everyone is on the right track. In connection with the top 5 failures, I will present you the last topic, frequently reported defect. And I will show you real examples, and you can have some insight which one should be avoided to pass the validation at once. We categorize the frequently reported defect as three types: privilege, function, and content defect types. Okay, let's see the privilege defect first. These are detected by security analysis system, and most detected defects are summarized as two. First one is unused privilege problem. If an application does not use any method which belongs to a reported privilege, so developer need to and should do remove unnecessary privilege from the application. Next one is undefined privilege problem. The application uses API whose privilege is not specified in the manifest file. Yeah, these privilege problems can be detected when you check the application using API and privilege checker tool. This tool guides you how to use Tizen API properly. And second one is function defects. Normally with sync, the basic functional errors are filtered before application submission. However, in reality, 60% of failure reasons are installation or some execution errors like pictured in this slide. So for your tips, you can check these errors in the remote test rep. I think that you already find the remote test rep information in the first floor. So, and also you can find this kind of information in our Tizen developer site. Finally, contents defect. These defects are checked by reviewers in the end of the validation process, not by validation system. First, inappropriate description, which includes other platform information like Android, iOS. Unfortunately, many developers are converting their application to Tizen Store, but they just submit the application without description changing. Next, metadata with improper icon and screenshots not for all ages. Last one is copyright infringement. Nice thing that you can prevent this kind of mistake if you check our validation guideline. And so far, I covered the validation process and guideline and frequently reported defect to improve your pass rate. I hope this presentation helps you to understand the Tizen validation briefly. And if you have some questions, please feel free to ask me after our presentation. And next, Jackson Kang from ANNEP will explain you about the security analysis system in Tizen validation. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jackson Kang from ANNEP. ANNEP is a cybersecurity company. Its headquarters located in South Korea. We provide security solutions for Tizen App Store. Today, I'd like to talk about the security analysis system in Tizen App Store. Some of you might have this question, why do we need a security system in an App Store? Actually, that was the same question we got a couple years ago about the mobile security. As you can see, there wasn't many mobile malwares in 2012. However, the numbers of smartphone users increased, and so did the numbers of mobile malwares. So, why is mobile? Hackers aim for where they can get the easy money. Now, their current biggest target is the mobile. But I'm sure whenever they find an easier target device, they'll come up with a way to attack those devices also. As of today, a lot of people in the world are spending a lot of time with their phones. As I'm speaking, I can see many people there here who still can take their hands off from their phone. We have more interaction with our phone than the real person, don't you think? Think about a time you spend holding the hands of your loved ones, and think about the time you spend holding your phone in your hand. Smartphone has tons of your personal data, locations, contact lists, schedules, your emails, your text messages, and your photos. It's a very private device. Smartphone is like your best friend who knows your every secret. And unlike your PC or television, you don't turn it off. It's always on. And it is always connected to internet. That is the reason why the hackers wants to go and get your phone. To interact and use their phones, people connect to the App Store, and download and install apps. What happens if a hacker uploads a fake app to the App Store, which is actually a mobile malware, and people start downloading them? What if this app can trace you and listen to all your phone calls and steal your private photos that you took on last Friday night and you don't even remember taking them and send it to everyone on your contact list? Now, your best friend have turned into your nightmare. Now, can he or she trust that app market that they downloaded the app from? Or would you say you should be more protective and watch out for yourself? Trust costs money and time. It is hard to gain, but easy to break. Allowing the mobile malwares to get uploaded to App Store will break the trust of the market, which will lead to the users not buying or downloading apps from the market. So this will not benefit the hardworking and honest developers like yourselves who make their products with lots of coffee and energy drinks. That is the reason Titan App Store has this verification process and the security solution, which will help the process. Now, let's see how the Titan App Store is different from the Google Play Store. They are both open source-based platform. Play Store is one of the successful app store in the world. However, the security verification process of Play Store is post-verification, which means anyone can upload anything. They will cut it off from the Play Store when something bad happens, but usually it's too late and there are casualties. Google also have realized there are problems to this method and have introduced the bouncer system. However, the ways to bypass that method also have been found too. The manufacturers and the telecom companies are carrying out their own plans to avoid these matters as well. Now, let's look at Tizen. Tizen platform is a contending app platform growing in progress. I'm sure there are a few things that still needs to get better, but supply of high quality content is the key factor of the platform success. As I have mentioned, the role of App Store is very important in the platform ecosystem. The success of App Store starts with securing the quality and stabilizing the security. Only after that, the platform can start its journey to success. iLab is co-working with Samsung to secure the Tizen App Store and help that journey of Tizen. I'd like to show you a quick introduction of what we do. Let me show you the quick overview of the security verification process of the Tizen App Store. When a developer uploads a Tizen app to the App Store, it gets checked by automatic static analysis system and automatic dynamic analysis system. During the analysis, the system uses the pattern database and the reputation database. Finally, a reviewer checks the report with the statistic data generated by automatic analysis system. Now, let's talk about the static analysis system. I'm sure you heard about the static analysis system many times. It is the method of verifying static factors such as the package binary, signing, resource file, and the source code. In Tizen App Store's security solution, the applications are categorized into three categories: the web app, the native app, and hybrid app. Every app gets verified with each corresponding role according to its category, where they belong. Now, what you see on the left is the picture of Tizen platform architecture. As you probably know, Tizen platform is composed of two parts, web framework and native framework. To get the analysis report, we apply the corresponding role and the analysis report, the method to each framework. The picture on the right shows more detailed list. These are the checklists for the static analysis. Understanding them will help you out your registration and save your time. The ones in the red box are the ones you want to take a special attention to. Let's quickly go over what they are. The hash check checks the integrity of every file in the package for preventing the file forgery. The sign check checks the user verification to see who made the app and to see if the app is registered to App Store properly. And also checks to see if the sign has been forged or not. The privilege level check sees if the app uses the proper privilege of the corresponding developer's level. Undefined privilege check checks if there has been a use of API without defined privilege. Unused privilege check checks to see if the privilege has been defined but the API has not been used. The malware check checks if the app is malware or not. Now we are done with the static analysis system. Let me talk about the dynamic analysis system of Tizen App Store. We have implemented a dynamic analysis system through an emulator. The app gets installed and executes on an emulator just as a human would carry out. Event generator generates touch events like the real human does, and then the emulator generates every necessary system logs. And finally, the dynamic analysis system analyzes the logs such as a system log and the message log. Now let's look at analyzing process with more detail. While an event generator is generating an event and the app is running, the original system log, such as the main buffer log and the radio buffer log and the system logs, gets extracted. It's more like original data. Then the analyzing system analyzes that first log, such as the system log and the network dump file, and generate the second log, such as the call log, email log, and the private info database access log, according to its purpose. Now, you can say it's more analyzed and each log shows what is needed to show. Now, we do more detailed analysis from that second log and generate the final report. The checklist of the final report is the list you see on your right. The malicious URL detection, accessing and stealing personal information, and call history and text messages, etc. Finally, the analyst reviews the report, and if he or she needs more information, the analyst can look up the first log or the second log for more information. The picture you see on the left is the what the reviewer or the operator of Tizen App Store sees on their screen. A single registration of an app is not the end of verification process. In a field of security, the standards and the trend of the security changes every day, every hour. Like there was a new attacking method that has been found last night from somewhere in the world, or an URL that was a normal URL a week ago, but today it's been hacked and it became a source of malware distribution, which all could happen in any other platform. So therefore, a continuous verification and an update of a pattern is always needed. Every app gets reanalyzed periodically with update rules and patterns. With these static analysis system, dynamic analysis system, and update analysis system, we're trying our best to maintain the stability of Tizen App Store and Tizen App ecosystem. Static analysis already have been improved to some considerable level. As you'll know, the cost effectiveness of the static analysis is very high. Most companies use a static analysis method to when they design or operate the solution. However, there's a limit of static analysis. Static analysis only predicts and tells the only potential of suspicious action and cannot show the record of the real action. Also, static analysis cannot analyze or detect, like the case of downloading class or library through JavaScript online in real time while being executed. Dynamic analysis can help to fill what is missing in the static analysis system. Of course, dynamic analysis costs more money and time to compare to static analysis. Also, a lot of dynamic analysis system out there on the field is at stage of repeating the human-generated script. So we were researching on a way to increase the utility of dynamic analysis system. We want to add on intelligence to dynamic analysis system and take it to the next level. Today, I'd like to show you some part of it. Our first idea was to imitate how humans recognize objects such as an image, icons, and buttons. Most of apps provide their interface in a form of an image, buttons, and icons that humans can recognize. Based on this idea, we extracted template information from the package and matched the template. If the match rate is higher than the specific standard rate, then the events get transferred automatically and generate the next action. The second idea was to imitate how humans recognize text objects. So we extract the text information from the package, and using the OCR technology, we recognize the text on the screen of an app. So if the identical text is found, the events get transferred automatically and drive next action. Of course, the action doesn't get triggered 100% every time. But in our research, compare our method to the method of throwing some random events at some random coordinate, it showed more than 20 times higher efficiency in improvement average. Now let me summarize the current dynamic analysis technology level and the stage of evolution. We defined the stage of introducing the emulator and start doing dynamic analysis as a first generation. With the network packet analysis, the system resource monitoring, and designed event delivery, the performance and utilization has been improved. So we call it the second generation. And we are planning to add intelligence such as the ones I showed you on the previous slide and take it to the next generation dynamic analysis system. In this next generation analysis, it can derive more human-like verification and there will be more interaction with an app. And I believe our next generation dynamic analysis system will be able to check the most of app feature. Also, while the app is running, most of the screens can be captured, so it will be easy for a reviewer to verify and generate a report. Using this technology, we are hoping to improve the analysis of and defense ability of an unknown app. And for the last, the charm of this technology is that this technology does not depend on the platform, and it could be used in various other platforms, such as smart TV or the web platform. We already made a pilot of an intelligent dynamic analysis system. So to help you understand how effective it is on the analysis of action, I'd like to show you a quick demonstration video. In this demo, the app I chose was the calendar app called Jorte Calendar, which I like. You can find it on the Tizen App Store, registered as a web app category. And you can see how it recognized the image and the text object. And by delivering touch events, it will lead to the successful next action. This is the screenshot we took on the emulator. On your left, you see the application is running. It's all done automatically. On your right, you see the logs that the emulator is spinning out. And you see the system is going through the application and choosing the icons or the text that the system recognizes, and it keeps going through that application. And these the screenshots will be also taken and saved into the system as also. You can see how it's going through the list from the option, and clicking by clicking each menu, it will go into one depth under and comes out. Okay, thank you for listening to my presentation. If you have any other questions, please ask, raise your hand. Okay, sir, on your, okay, you have the numbers. All right, 25. Oh. Yes, sir. There are some features that you're not allowed to use in China by the Chinese government law. If you want to sell your products to the Chinese market, you want to take special attention? Yeah, I was thinking the same question.
Actually, there is no some restriction about the in-app purchase or in-app advertisement. But I think that we will have some app advertisement provider, but not yet. There is no plan yet. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It depends on some country's restriction and law, but we have some matching table, for example, ESBR and some GLB, and which are come from the each country's law. So I think that if you read our guideline, there are some matching table, so you can find some age rating restriction on our guideline. But as you mentioned, for the medical application, our policy is that the kinds of application is only allowed for the 18 plus. Yeah, so I think that if you need more guide or tips, please ask me after this session.
Yes, sir, you will be the last one. Please go. So are you saying, so if there's like a search box, but when you put in some specific test and it will run some malicious script, the level we are at this point is the only at the level where we can, how human touches the screen of your phone and how it interacts. So like your case, you said, if it is the case that user need to input some kind of a data that user need to generate, it will be hard. Okay, that's a really hard question. The guy sitting in front of you is the master at this matter. Can he give you the guideline after the session? Is it okay with you, sir? Thank you. This should be it. Okay, sir, one more. Sir, I have to give the same answer that I just gave this guy. This guy is an expert here. I'll contact with you after this session. Is it okay? Sorry. Thank you. Have a nice day. Enjoy your trip.